Nationwide's Peak 10 Fixed Indexed Annuity is designed to help protect and grow your savings to generate income you can never outlive. Peak 10 also has an optional rider that offers an immediate 20% bonus based on your principal applied to your income benefit base. Call us now at 904-940-9555. That's 904-940-9555 to connect with a qualified advisor. Guarantees and protections referenced within are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its entities are associated or affiliated with your family bank.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Your Family Bank Show with your host, Larry McLean. Larry and the Your Family Bank team seek to educate Americans just like you by providing real strategies for protecting and growing their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of economic news and financial information affecting your bottom line. Larry wants you to reach the financial freedom you've worked so hard for. So now, let's start the show. Here's Larry McLean.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Larry McLean, Your Family Bank Radio. We appreciate you being on the call today, whether you're listening on our podcast or YouTube or whatever, iPods, whatever you're doing. We appreciate it. Sure to like us if you will. We appreciate that. That helps us out. So I've got Matt here, my favorite producer of the all times. Matt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Larry. I hope you're doing well this week as well. Sir, I know you've been doing a lot of traveling here.
I have, man. I've been flying back and forth to California from Florida, which has been a long doggone flight. My arms are tired, my brother. I'm telling you what, that wear me out going back and forth to California. But we have some great, great visits over some churches over in California and got appointed to a Christian college board over there in California. So excited about that. And so a lot of things working for Church Legacy Ministries, which is another part of what we do in helping churches get out of debt, helping people in the pew get out of debt, helping pastors retire with a tax-free retirement, a lot of different things that we do for pastors. So really, really been busy and but glad to be home and glad to be back on the show. I know we missed last week because I was making a presentation to the church last week, and big church there, 6,000 members, beautiful building there in Visalia, California. So kind of in the middle of the state there in the what they call the valley. Of course, the whole state is a valley in the middle. I didn't realize that until I kind of looked at it on the map, but having some good times in regards to that. So we got a good show today, though, really. Matt, as we talk about bad financial habits to break now, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's some things that people are doing every day that they might not even realize that they're doing, but they can, just because they've become habits. But yeah, they can really, if you break those habits, then that can mean a huge difference in the long term as far as your financial well-being goes.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that today. Just really quick, our number here, 904-940-9555, or you can visit our website at yourfamilybank.org. Put the information in there. Somebody will reach out to you and help you out with that.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
You can have a master's degree in making money, but you will still wind up broke if you don't have a PhD in spending that money, okay? Good point, Mr. Woodward said. You got to have a PhD on how to spend it. It's great to make it, but you got to know how to spend it in regards to that. So we're going to look at five bad habits that cost you thousands of dollars every month. And so, Matt, a lot of people don't know this, but did you know that there are some common habits that could be costing you thousands of dollars each month? Is true. Let's dive into these five of these habits and how you can avoid them to save some serious cash money. So number one, Matt, we're talking about not budgeting. Okay. So not knowing where our money goes. And a recent study found that 27% of people don't have a budget, or in other words, a spending plan. Budgeting is kind of actually a power tool that can help you keep track of your spending and avoid overspending. And without a budget, you might be spending way more than you realize. And I can tell you this, we work with a lot of clients on the spending planner to show people where their money is going. And a lot of people have no idea, you know, I mean, yeah, they're, you know, sometimes they get the amount, where did my money go? Well, that's a good question. And so what we try to do is take time to create and work with our clients to, number one, set up a budget and track your expenses. It'll make a big difference in your financial well-being over a very short period of time. So number one, let's look at budget. Let's track our spending, if you will. Number two, overusing credit cards. Credit cards are super convenient, but it can also lead to overspending. The average interest rate on credit cards today is 22%, which can really add up if you carry a balance. So try to limit your credit card use to necessary purchases and make sure you pay off your balance in full each and every month. One of the greatest things that we talk about in Your Family Bank is showing people how to be debt-free. We tell people in 9 to 10 years, including their mortgage, without spending any additional money than they're spending right now. In most cases, we get most people out of debt and their consumer debt, which includes their credit cards, car payments, things of that nature, medical bills. We can usually get them out of debt in about 24 months and really free up some cash flow. So remember, a credit card is not free money. It's free to use it, but it's sure not free to spend it, because you got to pay that thing, and you're paying it at a higher interest rate than actually you're thinking about that. And what we like to show in a report that we do for our people and our clients, we show them exactly how much money is out of their dollars that they're spending is going to interest. And you'll be shocked. In most cases, in a lot of cases, it's 30, 35, 37, 39, almost 40% of their dollars is going to interest. They don't even realize it at the end of the day. So it's good to look at that and know where you're overspending, and number one, where you're overpaying in your interest, because interest is the killer right here. Number one, you when you pay that interest, you lose the interest, but not only do you lose the interest you're paying, you're losing that money that you would ever make any interest on it, because it's gone forever. So it's important to look at the numbers and know where you're at. Number three is dining out. You know, we all love a good meal at a restaurant, but that cost can really add up. As we all know, did you know that Americans are spending an average of $166 per person each month on dining out? Wow. $166 per person each month. That's the average today. That's a lot of dough, man. Cooking at home is not only healthier, but it's also more cost-efficient option for sure. So try to cut back on eating out and start cooking more meals at home. Your wallet will thank you about that. Here's one thing, I you know, Matt, just a point in reference. My wife, we don't eat out a lot. She cooks a lot at home. There are sometimes we eat out, but I remember the other day she had a chuck roast, right? And my gosh, it's probably good for us for maybe two meals, but probably. And when she got finished cooking it, I looked at how much meat she that was in the pot there to eat. And she told me how much she paid. She paid $37 for that chuck roast. That's wow. Crazy. I mean, that's in Publix. I don't know if it was grass fed or organic or what the deal was, but that was expensive for sure. But it's still less expensive eating at home than it is eating out, to say the least, in regards to that. All right, number four, dining out. We talk about that, $166 average per person per month. That's a lot. Paying for unused services. Think about all the subscription services you sign up for. Are you actually using them regularly? Many people are surprised to find out they're spending way more on subscriptions than they thought. take a look at all your subscriptions and evaluate that value. There's even an app that will tell you that. Now, I see that there's an app that will tell you that and cancel those things. Some of them are very, very hard to cancel, by the way. I know that's true. So if you're not using them, consider canceling and saving that money instead. Number five, big one, not investing. Saving money is great, but if you keep it in a low interest account, you're missing out on potential returns. Investing your money can help you grow significantly over time. Surprisingly, a survey found that 28% of people have nothing saved for retirement at all, and 39% aren't contributing to a retirement fund. Don't miss out on the opportunity to build wealth for the future. Consider investing and take advantage of potential returns. So what are we saying here? Number one, we got to look at budget, how we're spending our money. Number two, don't overuse credit cards. Number three, dining out. Let's eat more at home. Number four, paying for unused services. I will tell you this. I used to eat out every day for lunch. When I added that up one time, I'm thinking, dude, what in the heck are you thinking? And I guarantee it's more today than it was. I haven't been eating out lunch for over 5 years. You know what? I don't mind taking a salad, bringing a salad to work or whatever the case may be. A lot expensive than going out and buying a burger or whatever, and a lot more healthier too in regards to that. Number four, paying for unused services. And number five, not investing. So five situations that can help you have more money. So let's talk about inflation. Before I do that, let's give our number 904-940-9555 or yourfamilybank.org.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
Americans are spending less on fast foods due to the rise in prices. So guess what? Fast food chains like Starbucks, McDonald's, Pizza Hut are feeling the impact of consumer pullbacks. Starbucks saw a surprising drop in their store sales, leading to a 17% decline on their shares on the stock market. Pizza Hut and KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, also reported shrinking sales. Competition for customers has intensified as consumers become more selective with their spending. So why is this happening? Prices for eating out fast food restaurants has risen faster than eating at home, making value a crucial factor for customers. To compact the decline in sales, the fast food chains are adopting different strategies. McDonald's plans to create a nationwide value menu to appeal to thrifty customers, although franchisees may push back due to the impact on profits. Starbucks are focused on deals and plans to release an upgrade app that allows all customers to order, pay, and get discounts on their phones or on that app. So the industry is hopeful that sales will bounce back, but it remains uncertain how long it will take. Dude, we are in inflation. I was in California last week. Gas was over $6 a gallon in California. I mean, I just at one place it was $7 a gallon, which is crazy today in regards to that, Matt.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, no thanks. I'll just walk at that point, because but sir, you're going 30 miles. Your destination is 30 miles from here. Yeah, I'll walk. Tell them I'll be there in a couple of days, you know, because that's just not worth it.
Yeah, we were staying at a Marriott, and we had walked down to one of the restaurants. We're in Valsalia right there. There was an older guy had a bike, and they had put a chainsaw motor on it or a weed eater motor on it, and was tooling down the highway. And we all said, well, that's what gas prices will do for you. You go back to your bicycle, right, and deal with that way. So how inflation impacts your retirement. So big deal today. Inflation has been on everybody's minds for a couple of years now as prices rise in food, gas, housing, just about everything else. But inflation actually is a long-standing economic factor that we can't really avoid. The difference is that it's usually more subtle, slowly driving up, you know, living costs over time. The problem is it's went very, very high in the last couple of years. And the problem is inflation can really mess with your retirement. talk about Social Security. Social Security benefits are supposed to be adjusted annually to keep up with inflation, but historically, those adjustments haven't been enough, which means that seniors end up losing buying power year after year after year. Retirement savings, even if you manage to save up a good amount of money in your 401k or your IRA, if your investments don't keep up with inflation, your savings might not stretch as far as you hope when it's time to use them. We run out of money before we run out of life, which is not a good deal to do. So how do you avoid these issues? Well, you know, if you invest your savings aggressively when you retire is still far off, that can help. It can be scary to put a lot of money into stocks because the markets has been so volatile, if you will. But if you take that risk, you might also get a higher rate of return on your investment, which means you have more money when you retire. And remember, you have plenty of time to ride out the market downturns that might be happening along the way. So the younger you are, the more, you know, more aggressive you can be. Of course, the older you get, you want to pull them horns in a little bit as we get close to what we call the red zone, really 10 years before and 10 years after retirement. But let's say you contribute $400 a month to your retirement plan for 40 years and get an average annual rate, let's say, of 8%. That's a bit below the stock market average, but it would give you about $1.2 million by the time you retire. If you go for a more conservative investment at 6% return, you'd end up with around $743,000, which is still a nice sum of money. But the problem with that, just to throw this out to you, that's not all your money, 1.2 of the 743, because you got to pay taxes on that if we're doing a traditional 401k or a IRA. So when we get close to retirement, we may want to move more of your money into a safer investment that still offers market-like gains. Consider investing in a fixed index annuity to eliminate market risk on a portion of your portfolio while still experiencing some gains that's linked to the market index. And when the index goes up, so does your value. So does the value of the annuity. And when the index goes down, you're protected. Zero is your hero because it can't go past zero. We like that, if you will. So, you know, inflation isn't going away anytime soon. So it's crucial to make sure your retirement plan and portfolio are protected against it. By taking these steps, you can help ensure that inflation doesn't derail your retirement dream. So we can provide you with a complimentary consultation and retirement plan. Simply call 904-940-9555 or visit the website, yourfamilybank.org, to book your consultation. We look forward to helping you reach your retirement goals. All right, so let's talk about financial literacy. Studies show that it is lacking in the United States, and boy, would I ever agree with that. When many years ago, over 30 years ago, when we started First Financial Education Centers, the big point about that was financial education, to help people get a financial education because they don't teach it in school. According to a recent survey by World Economic Forum, financial literacy is lacking among most adults. In both the United States and European Union, in the United States, only 50% of adults have a good understanding of personal finance, with a 2% drop in the past 2 years. The European Union is also underperforming with a quarter of responding scoring lower than on financial knowledge. So the lack of financial literacy concerning because it can lead to poor financial decision-making and false sense of confidence. 92% of people don't get professional advice, any coaching or professional advice at all. That means that only 8% people do. And so it makes a difference. So address this issue, experts recommending implementing a financial education in schools, creating learning platforms to improve financial literacy. The survey also revealed that the comprehensive financial risk is particularly low among adults. The problem is problematic as the world of finance is constantly changing, and being able to navigate this risk is crucial. Additionally, with the global economy struggling and people living longer than ever, retirement planning and understanding how to make money stretch further is becoming an increasing important. The survey suggests that financial education should be a continuous journey as the world changes and financial knowledge needs to keep up. And boy, I couldn't agree with that more, Matt. Today, good night. Things are changing almost daily today in regards to the financial situation and the landscape out there as that we look at.
Yeah, no, it's very true. The only thing constant is change, as the old saying goes, and it does seem to be happening faster and faster. But, you know, luckily, at least on a little bit of a positive note with this, a lot of states are requiring more financial education in schools. How comprehensive that is another question. You know, it's like, is it just, okay, here is how you balance your checkbook. I'm kind of showing my age there because, you know, not a lot of people even have a checkbook anymore. But it's, you know, is it just kind of a basic understanding, or is it more comprehensive so people really get a thorough education? That's kind of another question. But at least things seem to be moving in the right direction. But yeah, I mean, it's going to take a lot to get our financial knowledge and education as a whole up to where it needs to be.
Yeah. So if we look, you know, if we look at, if you, you know, if you have financial questions, you can contact us. We can analyze your current situation, come up with a plan tailored to your needs and in your wants. The consultation is complimentary to all our listeners. There's no obligation. You only work with us if it's best for you. So give us a call at 904-940-9555. Or reach out on our website, yourfamilybank.org, in regards to that. All right, so five steps to master your cash flow and create a budget. Number one, access your financial landscape. I mean, we have to look at where we're at. Gather, you know, all relevant financial information, including income, expenses, debts, and your savings. Take note of irregular income sources and significant financial obligations that you may have. I mean, income sources may be, you know, tax return coming in or bonus coming in. Significant financial obligations may be car insurance, health insurance, maybe your taxes. You pay your taxes once a year and things of that nature. Understand your current financial standing. Start with creating a household budget sheet that will serve you in as a solid foundation for budgeting. Number two, you got to set clear financial goals, right? And you got to reflect on your short-term and long-term aspirations and what you want to achieve. I mean, what do you want to achieve with your financial goals, right? Define your specific financial goals in measurable amounts and timelines. You know, I tell people, how do you eat an elephant? You one bite at a time, right? You've got to start somewhere and start writing this stuff down and putting it on paper. Goals can include savings for emergencies, paying off debt, investing in the future. Your Family Bank, that's really what we do. We show people what their financial goals are. We show them how to pay off their debt. We show them how to create more retirement, increase your cash flow. Step three, track, categorize your expenses. Keep track on your expenses diligently at least for a month. I would say more like 2 months, but categorize expenses into broad categories such as housing, transportation, groceries, entertainment. Entertainment could be eating out, playing golf, all those things, right? Identify patterns and areas where you potentially can make some adjustments, right? If you don't know where the money's going, how can you make adjustments? You really can't. Number four, allocate your income. You know, prioritize essential needs first, such as housing, your utilities, groceries, and debt payments, right? I mean, you got to have a place to live. You got to have your lights on. You got to have water. You got to have stuff to eat, right? You got to have and take care of your debts, right? Allocate a specific portion of your income towards your defined financial goals, such as retirement. What do you want to have when you retire? When you want to retire, right? Set aside and designate amount of discretionary spending while maintaining your balance. I mean, once you lay this out, I mean, I deal with people a lot, and I have people that make $10,000 a month, but they have no money at the end of the month. Well, what's something's wrong with that pitcher, right? Something's wrong with that pitcher. And you've got to make some adjustments, but you got to know where that money's going. Step five, work your plan and review and adjust regularly. It's not one of these days that we just set it up and boom, we forget it. It's not set it and forget it. We have to look at it. You have to see it. You want to look at it. Here's what I can tell you. It's 100,000 times better that you'll get your goal accomplished if you write it down. So frequently check in on your budget and ensure it aligns with your goals and financial circumstances, right? Identify areas for improvement. Make necessary adjustments, such as I'm eating out lunch every day. What if I didn't eat out? What if I brought a sandwich? What if I brought a salad? How much money would that create that? What would that do for my retirement? Well, guess what? How about some discipline now? And, you know, to make it may be a little harder now, but in the future, make it a lot easier instead of being easier now and make it hard in the future. So adapt your budget as your life evolves, embracing new opportunities and challenges. Then following these steps will help you gain clear understanding of your finances, set meaningful goals, and make informed decisions to achieve financial stability and pursue whatever those aspirations that you have. You've got to have a plan, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to set it down. And as you do this, it will absolutely, listen, one of the hardest things we talk about a lot of times is financial stress. Financial stress is with you 24/7, 365. It's what keeps you up at night. It what wakes you up at night. Financial stress is tough. I mean, I've been there. I've been $1.4 million in debt, totally debt-free today, two companies totally debt-free today. It didn't happen by accident. You've got to have a plan, and you got to make that plan work for yourself. But can you do it? And the answer is you can. Do you need help? Probably. People will say, well, I can do this myself. Well, how's that been going for you so far, Skipper? It doesn't look like it's working. You got to have some help. And you know what? We don't judge anybody. You're not what your numbers say you are, right? I mean, you're creating God's own image at the end of the day. So you are created great, but you're not what your numbers say you are. But we can help you get out of debt. So the national debt update, $34.7 trillion. So that breaks it out that for every citizen in the United States owes $103,000. If you break it out to a taxpayer, every taxpayer owes $266,000 in regards to that. So you have to understand that money's got to come from somewhere. And so Social Security and Medicare are concerned because the national debt can impact the stability of the social safety network programs like Social Security, Medicare, which are crucial for pre-retirees and retirees. A high national debt can strain these programs and potentially leading to the reduction of benefits or increased eligibility requirements for you to start doing that. So if you are in what we call the retirement red zone, meaning that you're plan to retire, let's say in the next 5 years, or you just retired in the last 5 years, please give us a call. We can help you strengthen your financial plan. You can't afford to lose too much during these years, which means protection and growth is the key. So contact us at 904-940-9555 here at our offices or on our website, yourfamilybank.org, put your information in there, and we will absolutely contact you about your money and show you where I think we can maybe help everybody. Matt, here's what I found out. Every person that walks in our office or every person we help on Zoom, and we do a lot of Zoom calls now because COVID kind of mandated that, if you will, and so it carries on today. But here's what I can tell you. Everybody we get on the calls or in our offices, we can help for sure. So, but you got to call. You know, it's up to you. You've got to take that step, if you will, to be on that position.
It's This Week in History.
All right, so May 12th, let's look at what's happening on birthdays of May 12th, 1937. American stand-up comedian, actor, author George Carlin was born. Carlin is regarded as one of the most influential comics in his generation, with his comedy routine often reflecting comedy, politics, psychology, and religion. Birthday on this date in 1968, American professional skateboarder, entrepreneur, Tony Hawk was born. Hawk was the pioneer in modern vertical skateboarder after completing for the first documented 900 skateboard tricks in 1999. He retired from professional competition for good in 2003. He's been involved in various philanthropic giving stuff away throughout the world. So the guy's made a fortune skateboarding. So that's not my cup of tea, but it could be somebody else's. May 13th, birthday on this date, 1950, American singer, songwriter Stevie Wonder was born. Wonder was influential in paving the way for musicians across a range of genres in rhythm, blues, pop, soul, and gospel. Wonder became one of the best-selling musical artists of all time, with sales of 100 million worldwide, and has won 25 Grammy Awards throughout his career. May 14th, on this date, 1944, American film director, producer, screenwriter, entrepreneur George Lucas was born. Lucas is best known for creating Star Wars, Indiana Jones. He also is founder of Lucas Films, Lucas Art, and Industrial Light and Magic. Lucas Films are among the highest grossing movies in North American box office, and Lucas himself has been nominated for 4 Academy Awards. So, deaths on this date, 1998, American singer, actor Frank Sinatra passed away at the age of 82. Sinatra was considered one of the most popular entertainers of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, among the best selling artists, having sold an estimated $150 million records. Historical point, May 15th, on this date, 1928, legendary Disney character Mickey Mouse was created. A longtime icon and mascot of Walt Disney World Company, Mickey was, I mean, he was the mouse. He was the typical mouse who wore red shorts, large shoes, and white gloves. I know that they just did, I remember something I just saw on Disney just recently. He never saw the Disney World. They were walking through, and his brother said, or one of the producers says, oh, it's a shame that Disney never saw it. And his brother corrected him and said, he did see it. That's why you're walking through it today, because he had the imagination to do that. I don't know, Matt, if you've ever been to Orlando, but one man and one mouse basically created Orlando today. And everything that you see there was pretty much created around Disney. That's amazing for one man to have that impact on a city, and of course, more cities today than just Orlando. Of course, California, and I think Japan and some other parts, Europe, where Disney Worlds are today. So pretty incredible what Mr. Disney was able to create over the year. Great thing about, one of the things about Mr. Disney is that he used life insurance to start his company. He used a loan from his life insurance policy to start Walt Disney. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's pretty awesome. And that's one of the things, you know, even way back when, you know, you could do that. And then a lot of people still think of life insurance as just being, oh, a death benefit to, you know, leave my family in the future so that after I'm gone, they're taken care of, which is a great, you know, aspect of it. But there Absolutely. Are so many different uses for it while you're still around, that, you know, you can really take advantage of.
Yeah, I know Ray Kroc, which has started McDonald's, used life insurance to start McDonald's because he couldn't get a loan. JCPenney used life insurance to pull money out to meet payroll, I think, one time. So, I mean, some famous people have used life insurance. Myself, Larry McClain, had used life insurance when we had a company go basically out of business of a doctor's billing company years and years ago. And I was used a life insurance policy. I think I had $12,000 in cash value that my wife had bought a Prudential insurance company on me. She was the owner of that policy. And I remember years ago when we were just, I mean, we were broke, buddy. I mean, just broke. And I had people call me for money. And I remember the guy from Prudential, his name was Greg Nexsmith. I'll never forget his name. He called up and said, the premium was due on the life insurance. And Donna passed the phone to me and says, you need to talk to him. And I said, Greg, listen, buddy, we're in a tough situation. There's no way I can pay that premium. We're laying people off, and I've charged all my credit cards, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, do you need some money? And I said, you got some? He said, no, but you got $12,000 in your cash policy that you can utilize. Well, I'll tell you this, Matt, that $12,000 could have been $1 million to us at that point. Cause we had no money, and that $12,000 really saved our financial future. So for personally, life insurance has had that spot in my life. And I've told my wife that I have $8 million of life insurance on me right now. If I drop dead, when I'm in that casket and she's walking down the aisle to look at me, don't be skipping and whistling, don't be excited and try to look like you're upset, if you could. I've hired some professional criers to come in because I don't know if anybody's going to be crying at the funeral, so to speak. So life insurance in regards to that, the living benefits of that, it really works out great. So great point on that. People have used life insurance over the years to wealthy people have done it for sure. I kind of tell life insurance is kind of like, term insurance is like renting an apartment, right? You never own it. You just rent it for a term. Universal life is kind of like, rent to own. As long as you do what everything is supposed to do, you own it at the end. And then whole life is like buying a house. You build an equity in that home, and there's guarantees there. So anyway, good show today, Matt. Thank you, buddy. I know we're through it in a little hurry today, but man, we had a lot of great information today. But ladies and gentlemen, give us a call here at 904-940-9555 or reach us on the website, yourfamilybank.org. Put your information in. Someone will give you a call right back and get with you and help you in any way we possibly can. But guess what? It depends on you. You got to make the call. Have faith. I tell people, man, let's have faith. Just reach out there and see what we can do for you. I guarantee you, you will not be sorry you picked up the phone or went on the website. I guarantee we can have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that we help every single week. Matter of fact, last year, we're a $3 billion company concept of what we do. And that $3 billion, we helped over 1 million people last year, over 1 million people in retirement planning, health insurance, Medicare, you name it. We're helping people get out of debt. Just great stuff. So, Matt, give us a call. Come on. Tell them to give us a call, Matt. Come on.
That's right. 904-940-9555. Pick up the phone and do it.
Just make it happen, Captain. Jump on that train.
That's right.
Get on the train. We're going somewhere with this train. Matt, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to us today. We appreciate it. God bless you. Look forward to hearing from you, meeting you personally. Have a great day now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Your Family Bank Show with your host, Larry McClain. You deserve to work with an experienced financial professional who has a track record of helping clients exceed their financial goals by helping them eliminate debt and implementing safe and proven strategies. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Larry, visit yourfamilybank.org.
Nationwide's P10 Fixed Index Annuity has arrived. P10 is designed to help provide a guaranteed lifetime income stream and offers protection against market losses. With Nationwide P10, you'll benefit from the flexibility to choose 1 or 2 year terms, protection for a spouse through a joint option and an immediate 10% penalty-free withdrawal. One of the attractive benefits of P10 is its optional Bonus Income Plus rider, which includes a 20% bonus based on your principal applied to your income benefit base. Plus, this rider provides an 8% simple interest roll-up for the first 10 years or until the first withdrawal. Call us now at 904-940-9555. That's 904-940-9555 to connect with a qualified advisor and discover how Peak 10 can help you plan now to retire with confidence later. Guarantees and protections referenced within are subject to the claims-paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its entities are associated or affiliated with Your Family Bank.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.